This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Sitting in for Alex, I'm Owen Schroyer, but Alex is reporting from the road with all of the breaking news we have. Trump is working double time right now and accomplishing a lot of things they said were impossible. Alex, it's pretty amazing. When Trump came on your show, he said, give me a year. I think you'll be impressed. Here we are just over a year into it, and I think we're more than impressed.
Well, that's what real victory is delivering. And after decades of betrayal, people just can't believe we've got somebody actually trying to deliver. Doesn't mean he's perfect. None of us are. But think about this. The clip's coming out in the next segment. MSNBC, CNBC, ABC News, CNN contributors, anchors are all saying, if Trump can do this in Korea, in North Korea, when no other president could, since the 1950s when we had the Korean War, he will be the greatest president in history. We're facing a nuclear war. We're facing this trigger being the number one threat by humans against humans. Of course, there's asteroids or things like that that are controlled by us. Meanwhile, though, even though real analysts having a moment of honesty, because imagine a lot of people want to tell the truth on these stations. I mean, they want to actually give their information. They want to give their real knowledge, but they have to sit there and twist it and lie instead. But at this moment, they admit, okay, this is really important. This is really a big victory, making North Korea come to the table, making Kim Jong-un do this with all the pressure we put on. This has worked so far. This is huge. The fact that he wants to come to the table, met for 4 hours with the South Korean intelligence chief and others, reportedly they've already got a deal ready to green light, to modernize North Korea, to start freeing their people, just like Trump made a deal with Saudi Arabia 6 months ago. You're going to let women go to college. You're going to let them drive cars. You're going to let them be in the military. And you're going to phase out, making women wear burqas and chopping people's heads off. And they signed on the dotted line. Did he get praised by the feminists? Did he get praised by the modern liberals? No. This is real American modernization. This is real Eisenhower-style policies that we haven't had since 1960, 1961 when he left office. It was still nation-building, but it was real nation-building. Then the corruption came in after that, after Kennedy was killed, and it became purely about domination and control. Carl Quigley wrote his internal book for the CIA and the State Department, admitting they were going to fund fascist, communist, socialist, as long as it was authoritarian, oligarchs, you name it. So imagine, they're admitting that Trump is doing something that nobody else has done, and we're having victory and success, maverick success, on every front, and the globalists get more panicked as Trump becomes successful. And so what's the other big story? Stormy Daniels from, a decade ago, and this is the issue, not trying to stop nuclear war, not bringing the economy back, not taking care of the veterans, not securing our borders, not, deporting people that are multiple felons. None of that's important. It's all what a man supposedly did. This shows you how these people are endangering the whole planet's future with their obsession with disinformation. And then, of course, coming out in the next segment, we'll also get another clip of him calling out Mr. Cohn as being a globalist in a friendly way, but a very, very powerful way. We've got that as well, though, and I know you've got a full raft as well.
It's really incredible just seeing all of this, and we haven't even mentioned the fact that the latest jobs numbers have just come out, and again, gangbusters, record numbers of Americans working. How about the fact that you've got black unemployment at all-time lows, Hispanic unemployment approaching all-time lows? But once again, Alex, just like the issue of nuclear war, the liberals are silent on this. In fact, they'll tell you the exact opposite is going on. They'll tell you Trump doesn't want black people to work and doesn't want Hispanic people to work, even though the exact opposite is what's happening.
Well, that's right. And they say it's anti-Semitic to say globalism when globalism is run by the communist Chinese president and Juncker of the EU. They are the guys propping up globalism. Did globalism get its start in the UK and the US using our power to build it? Yes. But it started here. It's dying here because it's a fraud. It's anti-productivity. It's anti-human. It's anti-prosperity. It's a eugenics-based, neo-feudalistic world system of colonialism by a breakaway civilization against all other free humans on Earth. And the technocrats that run it will be defeated.
That's Alex Jones reporting from the road. We're going to hear more from Alex on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I'll tell you, I got up today and saw the headlines and lots of good news. I mean, today is a day where we cross the threshold of all the negativity that we've been dealing with in the past. And now we look at all the good news. We look at the jobs returning in record number, black unemployment reaching lows, Hispanic unemployment reaching lows. They said it was impossible to make a deal with North Korea, yet here we are today, and shocking the liberal press, in fact, shocking them so much they don't even want to report on it, North Korea has invited Donald Trump to have a meeting with Kim Jong-un. This is truly a historic day. Alex Jones is with us reporting from the road on all of this breaking news. Alex, I think we're very impressed with what President Trump has done. He's not perfect, but he's gotten in office. He's fulfilled a lot of his promises, and that alone is more than any other president I've seen in my life.
Well, he's definitely on his way to being the greatest U.S. president ever. He's only 14, 15 months in, and let's talk about this. They said when he was president-elect, Michael Moore and others, that his big test would be North Korea and that it would embarrass him and that he would be defeated because they knew that the Clinton Foundation, through the communist Chinese, was going to have him threaten nuclear attacks, do all these provocative missile tests, to make all these incredibly provocative statements that we'll nuke you first, preemptively, and all the rest of it, believing that Trump would back down. When our military and Trump and the American people didn't back down, when that didn't happen, he now met a week ago, after preliminary talks at the Winter Olympics in South Korea, he then met with the Kim Jong-un, the third-generation dictator of North Korea, met with the heads of intelligence and military from South Korea. And on the table at that meeting was, you want a meeting with Trump? Here's what it is. You're going to completely give up the nukes. You're going to let inspectors in, including U.S. inspectors. You're going to dismantle it all. And in turn, we're going to give you more than $10 billion a year, which, by the way, it's costing us $100 billion to keep this thing going. So it's a good deal to go in and build power plants, industry, you name it. Now, Kim Jong-un has come out and said, on the table, all of our nuke weapons, our delivery systems, everything. On the table is unification talks to have a 10-year plan to, just like they did with East Germany and West Germany, merge the two. It can be done. And to have that aging, bizarre Communist Party have a segue out and be like the Communist Chinese and still sit on top of these lucrative industries and actually be billionaires, which is still a corrupt deal, but it's better for the people, and it's a segue away from what they've been. So China doesn't want North Korea to become industrial. It's had many wars with the Koreans. They're actually controlling it. Their main enemy is China. China controls them. China ran the invasion in 1950. Now, there's one grain of truth in the media. They're saying, oh, my God, this is a Putin plan. Putin has done this to make Trump look good, save him from Stormy Daniels. No, Russia borders North Korea, and Russia is the key player between China and the U.S., and Russia has been signaling in the last year that they would support the U.S., at least tacitly, if North Korea continues to be belligerent. So it was Russia behind the scenes becoming neutral that basically forced China's hand. And so now by getting out of this strategic patience position we've been in for 50 years that the UN put us in whenever they removed Douglas MacArthur and the rest of it and didn't let us kick the communist Chinese out of the area. So the communist Chinese are trying to keep the Koreans down. I mean, just look at South Korea, the most productive country in the world versus communism in the North, the most hellish, cannibalistic hell on earth you can imagine. This is the two dichotomies right here, and it's being used as a set piece by the globalists behind the scenes with communist China. Remember, the globalists set up communist China. They've taken over the Vatican. They run radical Islam. They run Hollywood. And it is that combine of groups that are openly at war with the West, with free market. So there's a natural alliance. Japan, South Korea, of course, Australia and others fall in. You've got Russia is critical of the resources, the military, the science, and just geographically being on the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, as well as the Arctic, and bordering the Middle East, Central Asia, controls the Grand Chessboard. Then you have the United States, all its science, technology, military culture, the UK, as you know, obviously the leader of Europe, taking down the EU bureaucracy. So you have the EU bureaucracy, you have the corrupt globalist pope, you have the communist Chinese, you have the radical Islamists, you have Hollywood, and the globalist left. I've forgotten the EU dictatorship and Juncker, the Nazi heir. So that's the combine. That's the true Axis powers against us. And the logical move for resources and culture and Christendom would be to strategically now partner with Russia, something the Bolsheviks went into 1917 preemptively, because they already saw a U.S.-Russian alliance that kept happening throughout history, to dynamite that in place. So real strategic minds that want a true American 21st century and a human 21st century have made this move for a new alliance, everybody's saying. And so when they say Russia collusion, yes, there is Russia collusion, but only culturally via not wanting to commit suicide and be under globalist political correct technocracy that they call Bolshevikism, but it's really a scientific form of neo-feudalistic serfdom developed by the British monarchy to con newly freed serfs in Europe back onto plantations. I know we're going to break here in just a few minutes, but since I mentioned this, let's go ahead and play this clip from CNN with one of their own anchors having to admit, Aaron Burnett, that if President Trump can pull off the denuclearization of the peninsula and end this crisis and create a road towards unification for South Korea and North Korea, he will be the greatest U.S. president ever. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
All right. Well, thanks very much to all of you. Just an extraordinary evening and, of course, opening the door to the big question. President Trump can truly solve this problem, that would be going down as a great president. And there's no way around that. That is the reality here. Thank you all.
Now, continuing, I've got another clip I want to get into here. And this is yesterday, during a 30-minute talk he gave about tariffs and trade, where they have all these unfair deals, and all the same globalists telling us what a horrible deal it is when we have basically deindustrialized our nation, and China's ramping up to completely kill our aluminum and steel, what's left. Gary Cohn is outgoing, and Cohn was the top economic advisor, and Trump says, oh, he's a great guy, he really believes in globalism, but man, I tell you, you know, he's now going out the door. So he's stating it's nationalism versus globalism in this critical talk, and he's doing it in a nice way, but basically kicking Cohn out the door as he goes, pointing out that he didn't like these trade deals. He didn't like us standing up against the prohibitory low taxes and things and regulations that China has that are unfairly penalizing this nation. So it's an opening shot, and here he is pointing out it's Americanism, not globalism. Yet again, here it is.
Our greatest presidents, from Washington to Jackson to Lincoln to McKinley and others, they protected our country from outside influence, from other countries coming in and stealing our wealth and stealing our jobs and stealing our companies. And we're going to be very fair, we're going to be very flexible, but we're going to protect the American worker, as I said I would do in my campaign. This is Gary Cohn's last meeting in the cabinet and of the cabinet, and he's been terrific. He may be a globalist, but I still like him. He is seriously a globalist, no question. But you know what? In his own way, he's a nationalist because he loves our country. And where is Gary? You love our country.
Okay, that's good. Now, what did he really just say in such a smooth way? Not slick, smooth. He just said, you know, our greatest presidents didn't sell the country out. They built it up. We got one-sided deals. I want real reciprocal deals. You know, like when a man and woman get married, you know, it works out for both. It's called symbiosis. It's called love America, don't you? Don't you, Gary? So he's sitting there stating, what team are you on, America? I've said this thousands of times. As soon as we figure out there's nationalism and free market versus globalism and crony capitalist tyranny, people are going to choose what works every time. Nationalist, capitalism, free market, cultures, different ideas, different nations that work together, but different places you can go with different ideas that fit the worldview and the culture that you want to help build. You want to go to North Korea, you want to go to Venezuela, you want to go to all the other failures, go there. But no, everybody wants to come here and they get brainwashed by the big universities, paid by the big banks, to push socialism because they want to handicap all the young people because the corporations don't want competition. Because the next Nikola Tesla or the next Alexander Graham Bell or the next, person is George Washington Carver is just waiting there, the next Einstein, the next Max Planck.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Thank you.
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So here we are, and Trump is trying to rejuvenate the American manufacturing industry, the economy, the jobs market. You're seeing all of that happening right now. And as Alex has described so many times in the past, what they've done to our industry, what they've done to our energy production, what they've done overall to America's ability to grow its GDP has basically been like a sprinter trying to sprint with lead boots on against competitors that are wearing the latest Nikes. It's just not fair. It's impossible to keep up. Well, Trump has taken the boots off, given us the newest Nikes, and now we're sprinting to the finish line, and the numbers are in. More Americans are working now than ever. Unemployment down to record lows. And Alex, we're seeing kind of an apologetic left liberal media today. Joy Behar apologizes to Mike Pence. CNN has to admit if Trump can pull off peace talks with North Korea, he's going to go down as one of the greats. I mean, what are we witnessing today, Alex, as far as the historical perspective is concerned with all of Trump's presidency? I feel like we are right in the middle of a turning point.
I agree. Look, they know their ratings have gone from super low to in the tank, and everybody's turning against them right now. Whether it's the Oscars or whether it's the Golden Globes or whether it's the Emmys or the Grammys, it's just the NFL. It's all in the toilet. So Behar and others are doing a facelift to try to suck people back in to think, oh, maybe they are reasonable. Maybe they're nice, because they know with the economy and the sovereignty and not just bringing the economy back, but bringing back American culture, trying to crush political correctness, making it okay to stand up against these bullies. They're really scared. And so they're going to have some of their crew sound more reasonable just to try then as a tactic when they bring out more made-up dirt to have a victory. But here's what's going on. We are in the war of our lifetimes. The globalists know they're losing, so they've gotten more frantic, more out of control. They know they've committed so many crimes that they're going to end up going to jail if we restore the Republic and restore rule of law. But more than that, they relish how the public's asleep and how they're in control culturally and how they've got our children and how they've got their hands around our neck. And now that we're somewhat awake and coming to and realize they're around our neck, they're trying to say, oh, we're your friends. Let me just tighten this grip up and go back to sleep and everything will be okay. No, they're trying to culturally kill us. And the reason they've attacked InfoWars so much is the same reason they've attacked President Trump, because they know it represents Americana and people that believe in humans and believe in free market and believe in the future. But just as they've got a lot of people having to apologize and admit they were wrong right now, because it's so good, it's so obvious that it blows up in their face to keep denying 2 + 2 = 4. That's why you have people like Van Jones, though, a little foundation globalist with all his race division program from the big foundations to turn us against each other. You've got him saying, well, here, let's just hear it for ourselves.
Fun to play the what if Barack Obama did this game?
Well, listen, I've said it many times, if Barack Obama did done just half of what Trump did last week, he would have been impeached. He'd be in Guantanamo. They just said, listen, something's wrong with this guy. He's no longer here. Biden's the president. No, you saw it. Nobody said anything. We're moving on. And everybody would say, yeah, well, yeah. If you reverse position on 12 different issues with.
See how they just slip in? They want to extrajudicially get rid of him. And they got Phil Mudd saying, we're going to kill this guy. And you've got him on C-SPAN and on the Aspen Institute and CNN saying, with the former head of the CIA and the head of National Intelligence, Clapper and Brennan, oh, he'll be gone in a few months, not with impeachment, extrajudicially. I mean, that is what he just said right there again. Now, if Obama had done what Trump's done in 14 months, we'd be carrying him on our shoulders, because the same mainly blue-collar, Rust Belt state, white people, and this is even mainstream news, elected Obama. The very same voters put Trump over the top. They want to get along. They want prosperity. They wanted a black president to try to seal the gap and stop it and start burying racism. The left knows that. The globalists know that. They want to play demographic games. They want to play divide and conquer. So they're trying to reopen all those wounds when it's the West that actually got rid of slavery and where women got rights. All of this, you have this modern global technocracy coming in that's at war with prosperity and at war with free peoples, and it's attacking the very systems in Europe and the U.S. that created the modern world of upper mobility hybrids. I cover stuff 20 years, 10 years, 5 years before they want you to cover it. They want to have it be ubiquitous in place when they roll out microchips for everybody to buy and sell, like they're already doing in Sweden. They want to be ubiquitous when they start teaching 5-year-olds, you know, that they're really another sex and serious child abuse. Even Camille Paglia agrees. They don't want you to know until it is already established and in place. And we're here giving you the intel years before the enemy comes over the hill so we can be ready and so we can be prepared, and they don't like it. We have studied history. And those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. It's been said many, many times. And that's why they hate us, because we're here exposing the real paradigm. That said, it is more critical than ever for people to financially support us. This is a war. And money and spreading the articles and praying for us are the three things that it takes to win. And they cannot stand. They try to hit our financing. You are our financing. You are our sponsors. Listeners and viewers like you, they have tried to hit, as you've seen, everything, taking our sponsors, taking us off platforms. They're even saying they don't want Google to be able to allow our products that we sell to be searchable on Google. They've got articles out saying ban us from Google even letting people search us. The ultimate censorship, black-holing InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com. That was in the news yesterday. All of these fake frivolous lawsuits, all of them, the Communist Party suing us, the Democratic Party suing us, Roger Stone being sued by a law firm that Obama set up when he was leaving office in mid-January of 2017. He said to stop President Trump. So, the war's now. It's happening. And listeners are going to decide. If you take this like a real war, and you take this like everything you do counts to the maximum, we're going to win. If you don't take it like it's a war, we could lose, even though we have justice, history, everything on our side. So, again, I'm going to come back and cover some other key notes here of the globalist war to break up the country and what they're planning with Owen Shore. Then I'm going to punch out, let him take over here with the amazing job he's doing. Newswars.com. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the war that we're now fighting that will determine the future of humanity's destiny. This is it. And the globalists know that. That's why Obama talked about winning the future. Well, this is the war for the future. This is a war between technocrats that believe you're a bunch of dumb animals, that I'm an animal, that we're all programmable, and that they're going to come up with a technocracy, and our species is so ruined and so failed that they are just going to replace us. This is what Elon Musk and others who've been at the highest levels of these billionaire tech companies are warning you about. You're like, yeah, I heard this before from InfoWars, because I was reading white papers 20 years ago looking at all this, and I couldn't believe it. You know, 25 years ago, I knew about the globalists and one world government and their whole plan, because they'd written books about it, the John Birch Society and others had exposed it. And I grew up hearing about it from my uncle and my dad, and, you know, both sides of the family were aware of what was going on because they were patriots and they were scholars and they were involved fighting for America. And I didn't know about the technocracy. I didn't know about the end game once they got their world government. And I began to then learn 20 years ago about the eugenics and about the one world government plan to then carry out the population reduction and the operations of the UN and UNESCO with transhumanism and the plan to microchip the population. Remember 20 years ago, 30 years ago, the media would demonize the Christian organizations and others that were warning of all this coming? But always, if you studied those Christian organizations and you studied those other groups, they were full of high-level people from inside foundations and inside government and inside U.S. intelligence agencies. And they were aware of what was going on because they were let in on some of the plan to see if they'd go along with it, and they said no. See, there's a project where they try to corrupt people, first with prostitutes and then with other things. But if you won't take that, well, there's other things. And they try to get people into this elitism that they know best. They're going to be part of the future of the world. They're going to be part of the chosen few. They're going to get their families involved. They're going to be protected. They're going to go into the future. And that's what the globalists are selling. That's the idea of the breakaway civilization. And I harp on this because we've really driven into the ground about globalism and how they're tax exempt and how it's a one world government. Now that's mainstream. We can now have a debate about it. We've done our job. You've done your job. Incredible job, everybody. Now we got to get into the Why papers 40 years ago they had human-animal hybrids in embryonic form. They claim they killed them before conception. Does anyone actually believe they weren't implanted in utero in humans and in bovine and in pigs, which they now all admit? Oh, we did do that 40 years ago. Oh, look, the first animal-human pig was just born 2 weeks ago. You'll read the white papers. It was done 30 years ago. The Nazis were cloning rabbits in 1942. Unbelievable. So that's the point I'm getting at here, ladies and gentlemen, is we're not in Kansas anymore. And people like Trump and others, when he speaks about advanced technology, secrets of the universe, Trump, who quoted Elon Musk yesterday about new technologies bringing us into a new economy, accelerating things, they only give us fake windmills and cruddy old technology that doesn't really work. That's all their fake innovation. There's real stuff. There's real technology that's been suppressed. But instead, they don't want the third world to get any of that technology, which then once you become industrialized, you only have 2.1 children on average. In the West, even less, 1.4. That's not even replacement rate. No, they want to weaponize the third world and then use it as a reverse colonizer directed by the original colonizers, the globalists, against the first world. And you go see a movie like Black Panther, that's the message. The third world is now going to colonize the first world. Where did you first hear about that? Right here. That wasn't even in their white papers. I could read what they were doing and figure out the next plan. Then they get these people here, fill them full of class envy, fill them full of hate because they're not at the top of the ladder. And it's the collapse of civilization. You screw the third world over. You screw the first world. You screw the old world over. And then you tell all the European Union countries, most of which didn't even vote to be in it, they tricked them via so-called trade deals, you're going to accept hundreds of thousands of smaller countries, millions in big countries, of unvetted 80% military-aged men into your countries. We're going to let them rob and steal and attack you, and you're going to put up with it. And people keep saying, what's wrong with the left? They're idiots. They're not idiots. This is a takedown of any technological countries or technological bases that can oppose the technocracy, world government, AI takeover. Hitler was defeated by nation states coming together. You could even take backward nation states under attack and ramp them up to put up defenses that nobody can basically stop. That's why they're culturally emasculating men, celebrating their weakness everywhere, celebrating in the cover of Hollywood Reporter, you know, the triumph of the beta male. This is all openly what you do to bring a civilization down, and they admit it. But you can see it on its face and know that's what they're doing. But they admit every stinking part of the whole plan. Why would anyone want to be part of this? We're better than these elitists that think they're God. These psychopath control freaks are going to defeat them. So, that said, Owen's going to be taking over here in a moment. I have a few clips I want to play when we come back just briefly, but I go back to this. The oxygen that drives our operation is word of mouth and your excitement and your energy and the light in your eyes of your race, color, and creed and the finances. We have free shipping store-wide. We have 30 to 80% off. It is going to end this week. It's going to end this weekend. We have Brain Force. We have Supernova Vitality. We have more than 20 products at 50% off. We have more than 15 products at 80% off. We have hundreds of other products at 30% off, already low prices. Everything you need for preparedness, survival, storable foods, water filtration, air filtration, our pollen block, these are all really great products, vitamin mineral fusion, it's all there, but selling stuff at this low a price is a gamble, because we've got to sell a ton of it to then fund the operation. But almost always when we do these incredible sales, people respond, they take action, and they order so much product that we end up bringing in more money than we would have at regular price. So that's why I'm doing it, to fund us, and I've got to go on the offense. This is a war. And all I'm asking you folks to do is to think about this war and think about where you stand. And I want to thank the listeners that have supported over the years. You're incredible. But those of you that haven't gotten Alpha Power or haven't gotten Knockout the Sleep Aid or haven't gotten our incredible Prostaguard formula, for those of you that haven't gone and shopped with the good guys but instead shopped with the globalists, why would you do that when they hate free market countries? Because voting with your actions and your dollars can change the world, just as a military could or just as an idea could. So that's why I'm saying, for those of you that have never gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the Super Blue Fluoride Free to the price of 4 to 5 with total silver iodine, for those of you that haven't gone and signed up for AutoShip so you get 2 months or every 3 months and can get 10% off. But remember to support us and your own health and your own teeth. It's all there. It's a perfect win-win synergy. And you see the prosperity. You see the fruit of InfoWars. You see the victory. You see how we're on the path of victory. We're on the path of success. We're on the path of free market. We're on the path of religious freedom. We're on the path of free will. And we're guarded and protected by your prayers and God above. And Lord knows I'm not perfect. And Lord knows I try not to be worldly. Every time I am trying to be overly inclusive to everybody, just to roll out a red carpet, I can see that, you know, God doesn't like that, and that we all need to be stronger. And we all need to actually, even though we want to be nice to the world so it's not destroyed, we have to understand that we've got to put this message out to those that are going to listen and to those that do care and then move on and not beat our heads in the ground, people that don't want to listen. But those of you that are listening, it's so precious, the power you have to spread the articles, to spread the videos, to tell people about the show, to put InfoWars.com, Forbidden Knowledge, on business cards and hand them out. Almost everybody I talk to learned about InfoWars from word of mouth, and they learned about it by people like you and what you've done. And so just understand that we're starting to win. But I got to tell you again, we need you to keep spreading the word, because they are in a war to shut us down as a beta test. And if they can shut us down, they're going to use that formula on everybody. So we've got to hang together. And it's been very buoying to see Drudge and Breitbart and others support us and recognize this.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
That's right. Owen Schroyer here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Here is Alex Jones reporting from the road.
Much to all of you. Just an extraordinary evening and, of course, opening the door to the big question. If President Trump can truly solve this problem, that would be going down as a great president. And there's no way around that. That is the reality here. Thank you all.
So going down as a great president, one of the other quotes about one of the others is greatest president. There's a bunch of clips on InfoWars.com. They can't stand it. 1965 and now is less than 30%, and it's dwindling very, very fast because it was all sold off to special interests who didn't produce it, who didn't develop it, but who were set up as viceroys, as little robber baron colonies in third world areas, not to boost global productivity or boost actual wages or boost technology, but to loot and consolidate and control and turn the world into a bunch of vassal renters. And that leads me to our next little piece that Owen Schroyer is going to take over. And Alex Jones reporting live from the road. You have the president coming out about this traitorous mayor there in Oakland. You also have Moonbeam, Jerry Brown, openly with feces all over the streets and hepatitis spreading everywhere and things collapsing. And it's a huge third world cesspit in many areas of what was once a very beautiful state, still is in many areas, with real Californians, real 49ers in horror. And now you've got them saying, oh, we'll let people commit crimes, felonies, robberies, rapes, arson, and we'll let them go. We're talking about MS-13, you name it, and we're going to stand against the federal government when one of the things the federal government is in charge of is the border and is in immigration. And all these other countries, if you were a criminal, they would deport you. But see, not here. And this is globalism, where they bring these populations in, they put mayors and people in charge, and governors. Schwarzenegger, when their global carbon tax failed 7 years ago, or 8 years ago in Copenhagen, he came out and said, I'm leading the UN mayo and gubernatorial program to mutualize cities and states to block this. We will implement it around the federal government, and we will ratify it at the local level. This is the treason. This is true sedition. It's completely illegal. Can you imagine some other cities, other countries, if they pull a trap like this? This is these groups taking over in open sedition. So here's the president talking about how disgraceful, I don't think it's a strong enough term, this mayor is.
What the mayor of Oakland did the other day was a disgrace, where they had close to 1,000 people ready to be gotten, ready to be taken off the streets. Many of them, they say 85% of them were criminals and had criminal records. And the mayor of Oakland went out and she went out and warned them all, scatter. So instead of taking in 1,000, they took in a fraction of that, about 150. And they were all set. This was long in the planning. And she said, get out of here. And she's telling that to criminals. And it's certainly something that we're looking at with respect to her individually. What she did is incredible and very dangerous from the standpoint of ICE and Border Patrol. Very dangerous. She really made law enforcement much more dangerous than it had to be.
And
so we're looking at that situation very carefully.
By the way, they're given judicial warrants for individuals for addresses. It's a different type of warrant, but it's constitutional. It's basically a maritime or a seizure. That's what the border is a maritime border. And so she said, don't answer the door, don't respond, don't answer questions, and basically resist. So this is criminal racketeering against one of the few things the federal government actually has jurisdiction over. And Trump doesn't, he's not going after little school kids like CNN says. He'll try to find one or two cases of this person thinks they're going to be deported. Poor little Billy, you know, he's 10 years old and had nothing wrong. That's not who it is. When you see these raids, it's dudes covered in tattoos. There's guns, there's drugs. We all know what it is. And, you know, Trump's been cracking down on that. They're not kicking anybody out. Trump's always said we need to bring in more skilled labor and unskilled labor, but we need to build the economy up so that it doesn't hurt other jobs. So, you know, that's what this comes down to, and it just shows the sedition where, you know, an illegal alien shoots a lady in the back, she dies, he's been deported 4 times, he's had other felonies, the jury lets him go, or the sheriff department, you know, you see all the time, hit and run, or robbers, they just let him go, because it's this weird, sick-like gang. The Democrats are such criminals that they're trying to, like, tell Hispanics and Russians or anybody else that's here illegally, you just get to stay here and do whatever you want. As long as you're part of our group, as long as you pay money to our immigration lawyers, as long as you work in our system. But they're always catching these second-level coyotes, like in Austin and San Antonio, who are, you know, the mayor's brother or the city councilman's sister. And they'll have 14 or 16, depending on the cases, illegals chained up in basements until their families pay more money. Or if somebody doesn't pay the money, they just lock them in an 18-wheeler and, you know, 38 people, including 7 children, die. I mean, and then they've got movies put up by Robert Rodriguez, fiction, where it shows rednecks played by Don Johnson shooting pregnant Hispanic women in the stomach coming across the border when there's no documented cases of that. What there is documented cases of here. I'm going to hand the baton over to the great Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew and the ATX. Please don't forget David Knight's broadcast, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11. And please don't forget Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others with the War Room right when this transmission ends, coming up in about 3 hours and 5 minutes. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a war. It's up to you to spread the word or roll over and be slaves of the globalists. Right now, you can see the fruits. We're starting to win. So I suggest we kick it in high gear and come in for the big win.
All right, there's Alex Jones reporting from the road. When we come back on the Alex Jones Show, we've got more video clips to play. We'll go back over some of the important clips that Alex went over. And then stacks of news, Washington Post going total fake news, Obama failing from the bully pulpit, so now he's trying to inject himself into the media, that and more on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Rest of the way, Owen Schroyer with you on a Friday. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.